This is the day to honor the legacy of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boston played a key role in Dr. King's early life. For more on that, we're joined by Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Rupa.
So Dr. King got his graduate degree at Boston University, and he met his wife, Coretta Scott King, here. What do you see as the couple's legacy today here in Boston?
Well, certainly it's an enormous source of pride, inspiration, strength. In fact, on January 15th, I was honored to deliver remarks to Alpha Phi Alpha, the Epsilon chapter. That's the graduate chapter. But Dr. King became a member of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity while here at Boston University. The principles of that are manhood and service and good deeds. And so the legacy of both Martin and Coretta, who was an activist and a strategist in her own right, and an accomplished opera singer who sang many of the songs, freedom songs of the movement, is really the blueprint. You know, we're still very much in the civil rights movement, but they were the architects of the early chapters. The best way that we honor them, because we have to do more than celebrate them, the best way that we honor them is with voting rights. And that's the fight that we find ourselves in now with these unprecedented and precise and coordinated attacks against our democracy, with some 19 states having already passed voter suppression laws. 49 states have already introduced new laws. Jim Crow is not behind us.
Yeah, here in Massachusetts, we often feel like that's not an issue that affects us directly. But do you see it as an important issue here locally? And what can we do about it?
Voting determines everything. It's the tenet of our democracy here. And so when we find ourselves recovering from an insurrection that was in many ways a backlash to historic and record voter turnout, turnout that was comprised of some of our most marginalized communities, Black and brown voters, AAPI, Indigenous, young people, disabled people, you know, an insurrection, an attempt to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. It's more important now than ever before. So we have to do more than just celebrate Dr. King and Coretta and all the freedom writers who led this movement, who were architects of these early chapters of the civil rights movement, which we're still very much in when we find our civil rights being attacked daily, when we see our democracy under attack daily. And so we have got to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. And that includes a carve out of the filibuster in order to do that. But I do believe ultimately it should be abolished outright, because as Dr. King told us many decades ago, and it's still true today, it's obstructing progress at every turn.
Speaking of the January 6th insurrection and the commission investigating it, many of the groups behind the attack are white supremacists. What do you think Dr. King would have thought of how we're handling the aftermath of that event?
Well, you know, I think Dr. King would be dismayed and heartbroken that we still, you know, find ourselves in this position when a complicit white moderate and white supremacy are emboldened. Gains are not guarantees. And so we have to fight like hell to preserve those gains for which people put their bodies on the line to make real. And we have to build upon them.
One more on January 6th. You said the panic buttons in your office that day were missing or not working. Have you ever gotten any answers on that?
Well, we're still in the midst of an ongoing investigation, so there's not much more that I can comment on that.
You tweeted out last week asking people to share their stories about so-called long-haul COVID, people who are dealing with the long-term effects of getting the coronavirus. What do you think needs to be done for the people experiencing those effects?
I don't think there has been enough attention, enough data collection to better understand how to support those that are living with long COVID. And so stay tuned on that. I will be doing more work with those that are suffering and legislating and advocating on their behalf. But right now, while we're in the midst of these record spikes of COVID cases across the Commonwealth, especially in my district, what we need is meaningful action. with this Omicron surging. We need aggressive, comprehensive, we need a statewide plan to get this pandemic under control and to save lives.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.